Mar, Dem thought leaders encourage view America is cringe and Hamas is great. By Ian Hanchett on May 10, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher stated that the thought leaders in the Democratic Party keep encouraging and not rebuking this idea that America is cringe and the people who run Gaza are great. And the Democrats' problem is the energy of the party is with the young, and the young are with the terrorists. Maher said, Democrats should reclaim the flag. This is a serious problem for Democrats. Less than one in four Democrats under 30 say they're proud to be an American. 54% say they're embarrassed by it. Embarrassed? Like America's your mom picking you up at school? You're embarrassed to be an American? Well, guess what? The feeling's mutual. Because you have no perspective. Is America perfect? No, of course not. No country is. Although, don't get Tucker Carlson started on Russia. But the U.S. is leagues ahead of the rest of the world on most of the progressive issues that are important to young people. America has 14 million women-owned businesses. 17% of black women are starting businesses, which is faster than white women or white men. Gay Americans are free to marry and 49% of them own property. Yes, in America, gays buy buildings. In other places, they get thrown off them. You know all those old movies you think are cringe? Well, they're cringe because America changed, because we modernized, way more than most societies have. Our current Congress is the most racially and ethnically diverse ever. They're like a beautiful, useless rainbow. He continued, but here is the dilemma for Democrats. Their young people, their key constituency, not only don't like their own civilization, they like the wrong one. They actually think Hamas is a liberation movement. They chant for the Houthis. They're chanting, "We will honor our martyrs at Yale." They're looking for love in all the wrong countries. Someone needs to tell the kids that America is not the society where women basically have no rights, where there's zero freedom of religion, and where dissent is punishable by death. Our democracy may be on life support, but we still have elections, they don't. Globalize the Intifada is the catchphrase that's really catching on these days. As if worldwide suicide bombing and cosplaying Islamic revolutionaries is the answer to our problems. At A. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY/Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, rally in Idaho last month, someone threw a Palestinian flag over an American flag and the crowd erupted in approval. What should have happened after that is, one of the adults on stage should have told their young loyal followers, a kafaya is not a symbol of freedom. The American flag is. Maher concluded, if the thought leaders in the Democratic Party keep encouraging and not rebuking this idea that America is cringe and the people who run Gaza are great, the Democrats are doomed. Senator Elissa Slotkins, DME, right. Liberals are weak and woke, especially the white ones, and they indulge all sorts of nonsense from their kids. A pattern that then continues on in the Democratic Party. Last election, it was all the gender stuff, the insistence that men can have babies and such. And now I fear that we like the terrorists is the new that. Liberals need to push back on the dumb ideas that come from their children. The Democrats' problem is the energy of the party is with the young, and the young are with the terrorists. That's not good. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.